Talking Footy with Swatter.
Don't tell me! Don't bloody tell me! I don't believe it!
Now, you know, Lou, that without rules, there's chaos, and we can't have chaos, can we? So we have to have a few rules. Let's talk about one rule that we've just instituted with Wayne Schwoss, who joins us. Good morning, Swatter.
Morning, Swatter.
Morning, Captain Chaos, who's open for business. And if there's new rules, it needs to be legislated by the current State Premier of Victoria.
Then you need a permit.
What's he done overnight? What do I need to know about? Come on.
Well, as you know, Swatter, the Adelaide Crows and the Brisbane Lions both have a bye this round. So it is, in fact... now illegal, Lou, I've got it written down here, in this segment to talk disparagingly about clubs that have a bye. So, let's bear that in mind, Swatter.
Who made up that rule?
It's in the rule book.
That's it. That makes as much sense as the rules that have been imposed on our border crossing here.
Oh, it does, you're right. Swatter, are you there?
I think he hung up.
I muted myself. No, I didn't. No, I just needed to gather my thoughts about this new rule. Now, listen. Before you bring in a new rule, you need to be able to spell on air the word illegal without looking at your notes. Spell it, please.
I double L.
Enough. I've heard enough. The Adelaide Crows have a bye, and I'm actually not going to be disparaging. I'm going to say this.
Yep.
They are the best chance they've all been in the last 12 months of not being defeated this weekend.
Yep.
Can't
agree.
Thank
they
you,
won't
Swatter,
lose
that
this weekend,
backhander.
Which is amazing right. for them because it'll be the first time.
Let's move it on. We're getting close to disparaging.
All right, should we have a look
Swatter,
at the first game?
Now, well, can I just bring up one club, Lou, that I'm really interested in asking Swatter's opinion about?
Sure.
And that is Carlton. Because as you know, Lou, there's a lot of Blues fans on the border and they're starting to get annoying. They're starting to pipe up about a premiership threat. Swatter, what's your thoughts on Carlton?
Oh, I'd be just putting the peace pipe down if I was a Blues supporter thinking about a premiership threat. I'd be quietly optimistic about a place in the finals. If they happen to win this weekend and the Bulldogs and Melbourne lose, guess where the Blues go?
Mm-hmm.
They go in the eight.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
They'd move into the eight. So
I don't think
they're a legitimate premiership threat. But I do like the way that they've played this year. And if they win this weekend, then there's every reason to think that they might actually play finals for the first time in 7 years.
All right. Now, the round has already started, but you've got tonight's game, Lou. Who have we got?
Tonight's game is the Bulldogs and the Cats.
No, I think the Cats will be too strong, which is good for the Blues, should they win this weekend.
All right, and Port and your deplorable Swans?
No, I love Port Adelaide. They're a great club, well-run, solid people, do it the right way, play great footy. God, thank God for Port Adelaide, because otherwise...
Wouldn't you say they're the only...
Yeah, move on, Lou.
Aren't they the only Adelaide club as far as you're concerned, Swatter?
Yep, it's a one-team state.
We're starting to get disparaging.
One-team state.
Lou...
What about Fremantle and the Giants?
I'd rather break for Fremantle than Adelaide, but I think the Giants will be too strong.
All right, and Melbourne and the Saints?
No, I'm actually hoping that Melbourne lose, because if Melbourne and the Bulldogs lose, then Carlton go into the eight. I don't know how much that'll peeve you off, Matt.
Oh, bloody will.
This one might be fairly close, eh? Carlton and Collingwood.
No, I just want to see the Blues win, stick it up the old arch-enemy and really annoy Matt's weekend.
And finally, the Suns, who controversially got rid of Dean Solomon, who's a very well-renowned assistant coach. That was crazy. Against your old club, North, who do you like, Swatter?
You know, just to make it interesting, I think that the Gold Coast Suns will win. Both of my old teams will lose. But when I look at the latter... Geez, I'm still a sure bet of winning this year's bet. You can get that tattoo done.
You are.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, what's that bet again? Oh, hang on.
No, Lou,
whoever loses is going to get a tattoo.
We're out of time.
No, if Matthew's deplorable, pathetic Adelaide Football Club finishes above North and Sydney, then I get a tattoo, Lou. But as we both know, with four or five games to go...
Unlikely, no Swatter, fans, isn't it? Yeah.
And the old pasty, white-skinned, no suntan Matt Griffiths needs to get a tattoo on some part of his body.
I'm a clean skin, Lou. I can't do it.
Not for much longer.
Oh, no. No, wrap it up, Lou. I can't even talk.
Swatter, it's been delightful as always. Hey, just a real quickie for those that haven't had a look recently. They need to look at Pucker Up, the new website for Pucker Up. Now, is that all up and going, Swatter?
All live, Lou. PuckerUp.com. It's live. We've got great content there. And also, In 2 weeks' time, Series 3 of the Pucker Up podcast will launch 11th of September, the day after Are You OK Day, which we're really excited about.
Oh, fantastic. You have to check it out, puckerup.com. Wade Schloss, we'll talk to you on Monday.
See you. Come on, Port Adelaide.
It's Lewin McCook. Oh, God, he always has to finish it on a bad note, doesn't he?
Just a little deep.